Barnes.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer here to help you get your business right. The way that we do that is we remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. I got a question for you.
What's that?
I don't know yet. I've got, in fact,
Was that the question?
I got 15. No, that's
no,
a statement.
I got 15 questions for you. You got 15 questions for me.
We may or may not get to all of them, but Jeff Hayden, who is a contributing editor for Inc.com, says there are 15 favorite interview questions to completely disarm job candidates in a really good way.
We want to disarm our job candidates?
In a really good way.
In a really good way.
That's what he says.
I don't know. I think if you have to say in a really good way, maybe we should have rephrased, like maybe we should have led with that or right?
Says maybe your favorite interview question is one of the most common interview questions. Maybe it's one of the most common behavioral interview questions. Or maybe you have a less conventional interview question that you like to ask, like those asked by these company founders and CEOs.
Okay. Okay. All right. So do you have, I think everybody has their favorite. So this is what I'm at. Interview question that I'm being asked or interview question that I'm asking?
That you're asking
that
a candidate.
I'm asking a candidate. Mm-hmm. So I think that for most people that have ever done an interview, that we have a favorite question that we like to ask.
Sure.
Because somehow we stumbled upon it at some point and we thought, oh, this is the I Ching of all interview questions. I will always ask this from here on going forward. And I don't know if mine is on here, and I don't actually have it as a question.
Okay.
And I'm going to look here. Nope.
All right,
it's not in here.
What do you have?
So I don't have a favorite interview question, but I do like the idea of going out to eat with a candidate before hiring them.
Going out to eat with a candidate before hiring them.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, one, it's, you know, you kind of breaking bread, so it makes it a little more casual.
Yes.
You get to find out a little bit more about the true human being. If they have a spouse, you want to find out if the spouse is crazy.
Wait, hold on. We're going to come back to that.
Just kidding.
But you find out a little more about the human being, the true nature of the human being. Are you looking for, like, does he pick his chicken with his fingers, or
no,
you've
already done the stuffy, the formality of the interview.
Yeah.
And we like this candidate.
But you do want to find out if the spouse is crazy.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Right. And, you know, if I'm going to be interacting with this person on a regular basis,
sure.
I want to see real interaction. What is it going to be like to talk to you?
You mean kid with sweaty palms sitting in the hot seat answering the questions and selling you a stapler isn't a real scenario?
Not every day.
All right. I like that. I don't know if I have one, but maybe by the end of the conversation, I'll come up with something.
Okay. All right.
The first one is, and these are questions that CEOs, various and sundry CEOs ask, what is the hardest thing you've ever done? Now, the answer can either be personal or professional. And when what the candidate accomplished isn't as important as how and why. What were the hurdles? What were the roadblocks? did the candidates seek help, and do they credit the people who helped?
Oh.
So it's designed to pull out, are you a solo or are you a team player?
You know what I think, and you can find out a lot about someone when they talk about the hardest thing they've ever done.
Absolutely.
And it's not something that, you know, and you always ask, you know, what's your weakness? Oh, overworking, giving too much to my job, you know, always, you know, delivering, I don't know, over-delivering.
Yeah.
You know, those are...
It sounds like they got a PhD in BS.
Mm.
All right, you ready for the next one?
I am.
When have you experienced stellar customer service, and how did that change how you deal with customers?
I would love to know when they've experienced stellar customer service.
We've been asking for 8 years.
Yeah, I would love to know that they're great customer service experience stories.
Yeah.
And especially for us, because customer service is one of our hallmarks that, you know, does. Starting that conversation early on would be important.
Yeah. I had the opportunity to drive somebody to home from the airport the other day. And when I got around to asking him, what does he do? He says, I'm in software development, a little company out of California. And I said, well, what does your software do? And he says, it's all about customer experience.
Ooh, and I thought, I like that.
I'm going to give you a business card. All right. Tell me about a time when you felt a change needed to be made in how something was done. How did you come to the conclusion? And how did you get support for the change?
Well, I looked at it and I was like, duh.
I believe the word is dir.
We should do something different.
Yeah.
And I told everybody, we should do it different.
Mm-hmm. Every team, every company can improve. Doing that requires having people who not only see areas of improvement, but can actually make those improvements happen. Listen closely to what the change was, but listening more closely to how that change was implemented. Let's see if there's any more that are more interesting, because we're going to run out of time here.
What position would you play on a soccer team?
What?
It's on here. It's question number 9.
What position would I play on a soccer team?
Yeah.
And if they say, gosh, I really don't know anything about soccer, get out of here. Are you kidding me? Don't you know the World Cup is the largest sporting event in the world? You've got your simple little idea about some Super Bowl. Oh, no. World Cup, soccer, football.
So what position would you play?
Forward.
Let's see, what does that say about your personality?
Because
They say it can indicate personalities. Generally speaking, people who see themselves as strikers tend to enjoy prominent public roles. They who see themselves as midfielders like to help others and be like the linchpin, like to lead and follow. People who see themselves as defenders like to be counted on and don't mind playing a less prominent role. They don't even talk about forward. It's not even a position.
It really is.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it really
it's
is.
Not,
a striker is a forward. A forward is a striker.
Oh. And you do enjoy the prominent public role.
She doesn't know.
Who doesn't?
What? All right. Let's go to...
Me?
How
is he talking about me?
How will I know if you're struggling?
He's talking about me, isn't he? How will I know if you're struggling?
Yes.
Because I'm going to tell Richard to turn your microphone off.
How will I know if you need help?
You do need help every day.
No, if you need help.
I do have to learn
That's
how
right.
to be a team player.
I hired you.
I am kind of a do-it-all-yourself, like just get out of my way and let me do it kind of person. I have to remember there are other people that want to play, too.
All right. Let's see. How are you at basic math skills?
I had to get out my calculator to subtract 300 from a number the other day.
Really?
You know how you're just like you're in a different zone?
Yeah.
And it's not a number zone, right? We're talking other stuff. And then a math equation comes up. And it's like, I can't switch lanes that fast. And so, yes, I admit it. I'm not the best at math. But where it comes in really handy is when I'm having to figure out a sale. That's the best reason to know percentages and what are those things with the lines? Fractions.
Yeah. With things with the lines, you know, those things.
It's been a while since I've taken a math class.
How do you feel about mopping floors or scrubbing toilets?
Somebody should do it. I like it when my floors and my toilets are clean.
There you go. Somebody should do it. And then finally this one here. It says, at the end of the interview, I like to ask, after you leave today, what are the top three things you want me to have heard about who you are? What do you want me to make sure sticks with me about you? You might not learn a whole lot from asking that question, but maybe you'll learn something new. And even if you don't, you'll know that you gave the candidates every opportunity to share their skills, experience, knowledge, interest, and then themselves personally.
Right. You gave them a chance to have like their parting thoughts. So what would be the three things, Eric, you'd want your part, you know, before you walked out of the room, that you, the impression you would want to have left on your interviewer?
I'm willing, I'm able, and I'm loyal.
Willing, able, and loyal. Wow. Have you been interviewing? Because that, I mean, that came right off. Like, you've answered this question recently.
I meant to tell you. No. No, I have not been interviewing. But there it is. I think those are true things.
Well, I agree with you. I just was impressed that you could rattle them off, because I don't know that I have my three things. You know,
every so often, I come up with an answer that I anticipate you asking, and I know it throws you completely.
That's true, because it takes preparation and you're prepared. Right. And like, he was organized and prepared.
There was
totally
a time.
Get me off my kilter.
Ladies and gentlemen, there was a time when I thought I could actually keep up with Mrs. Tussey. Now, I'm just happy to sit in the shadows. We'll be back right after these messages. Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer hanging out with you. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network, home of positive business talk, where we empower you to build your brand. Back after this.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low-down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. It is great to have you on board with us today. We got some cool guests in the studio.
We do. One of our favorites, our celebrity of the day, Lynn Hurlburt. She's the owner of the award-winning Fantastic Sam's, located in Parker, Colorado, and friends. And actually, and I don't remember your name. I'm so sorry. Let's say hi, Lynn. Welcome.
Lynn. Thank you.
Come step over here to the microphone.
Great to be back. Right. Angel and Angel's here today. I'm excited.
Right?
It's really great. It's really great to see you.
Lynn, please introduce your friend.
Oh, my friend is
Misty Connaughton. I work for the regional office for Fantastic Sam's.
Nice. Oh, so here I am all bragging all about just the one in Parker, only Parker. She covers the whole regional area.
The whole region.
Well, one of the reasons why we love having Lynn in the studio, I mean, you are a legend in business. You are an incredible partner in the community. Your customers love you. People in the community love you. Your employees love you. How long have you owned the Fantastic Sam's there in Parker?
It'll be 10 years.
10 years.
10 years.
Right? You got a little longevity under your belt there, right?
Yeah, Misty.
A lot of mistakes.
Well, you know, we learn by our mistakes, right?
Yes, we do.
All right, so Misty, let's talk a little bit about Fantastic Sam's as a brand. You guys are well known national brand, yes?
National brand.
Uh-huh. And talk about, if you will, the value or the values that Fantastic Sam stands for, and that you, when you're a regional director or operator, you're going around and making sure that everything stays in line with the brand values, right?
Absolutely. So our culture truly is, we support our people. We value our people. And we want to inspire our people, our leaders, through education, both through business acumen as well as technical education. We recognize that hairstylists are more than just a hairdresser.
Sure.
You know, they want to build their own business. They want to have a book and understand that their behaviors behind the chair can translate into a healthy P&L for owners.
Okay, and for all those you entrepreneurs and solopreneurs, a P&L, that's profit and loss statement. That's business, folks.
Yes.
And, and it gets right down to it. It's not the business of cutting hair. It's the business of the business of cutting hair, right?
Exactly.
All right. Now,
exactly.
Lynn, you have a huge following. I mean, so many people love your store and your stylists, as Angel has already established. You've embraced the values that Fantastic Sam's puts out there, and then you've kind of personalized them, made them your own. Talk about that.
Yeah, I do, and sometimes I kind of can get in trouble with corporate because I don't follow all of the rules.
You?
But then I think they've learned a lot from me, where it's about, in the past year or two, I hear them talking about, it's about each individual Fantastic Sam's in their own community. Mm. And 3 years ago, I was not supposed to be like that.
You know, and so it's, you know, we're learning from each other. And I think that's a real valuable relationship you do bring a lot to the table. You know, I think for small business owners, there's so many opportunities right now to open a business. Why would franchising, and maybe even specifically opening up a Fantastic Sam's franchise, be worthwhile for somebody to look into? I'm going to ask you to
Absolutely.
Answer that. Absolutely.
That is a fantastic question. Pun slightly intended. But what I like about this idea is that to own a Fantastic Sam salon, you don't have to be a licensed salon professional. That's what we do for you. So we provide business consultants that can coach that side of the business to the franchisees that may or may not be behind the chair. Lynn is unique in the fact that she is behind the chair.
Right.
So she's, you know, roots deep in the community. So when you belong to a franchise, you get to go in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. So you get that opportunity to work with a peer network of support group and, you know, bounce an idea off of one owner, what has worked, what's not. Share talent. And then, you know, your franchise corp, myself and my team, we can help you hold yourself accountable because it's easy to say, I'm a business owner, I can do whatever, but it may not always be in your best interest. So to have that influencer, that partner, helping you make the right decisions, that's for you. It's
funny,
it's a great
that you should mention influencer because there's another. we talk about influence all day long, and somebody who can guide that process. And you know, you said it may not be in your best interest. It also may not be in your contract.
That's another true statement.
It's just a thing, right?
Well, when you have a group of franchisees and you're in a region and a network together, customers don't know the difference between one business owner and the next. They see the name brand. So if you have you know, something really out of line, far off the beaten path on one side, it really reflects poorly upon right. your partners.
Right.
So, Lynn, you've got 10 years longevity, and like we said, award-winning, your customers love you, you're super involved in the community. Those are the things that I see just in my observation of you. What do you think is your secret to success?
I think it's being social. I just happen to be a born socialite, and people that know me are like, oh, that's Lynn. So networking, when I go to networking events, I see friends and business people I do business with. That's just a big part of it.
So tell me a little bit about the things that you are involved with in the Parker community.
Actually, I've kind of taken a step back because I opened another hair salon in Castle Rock this last year.
Just taking a step back.
No,
right,
I did.
And do more. And
right.
This
is how
Lynn steps back. She steps back so she can do more.
Open another brick and mortar.
What are you involved in?
And I was on the Parker Chamber board, and I didn't run this year. I just said, but I'll be back next year. Just give me a year to get all my ducks in a row and open a couple other businesses, and then I'm back.
Did you hear that? Open a couple other businesses and then I'll be back. This is
Lynn,
the Energizer Bunny.
We have a hard enough time running one business. How do you run multiples?
I don't know. I don't sleep a lot. And I'm sure everybody listening is like, yeah, you're up till midnight and then you're up at 4 or 5 in the morning.
I think you've gotten a text from you at midnight once or twice.
Yeah, you have. So yeah, I don't sleep a lot. I don't need a lot of sleep. And I don't know. It's fun. It's just, I don't know. It's so fun to me. And I get ideas in my mind and then I can't sleep anyway. So
I think, you know, and I think that's what attracts so many people to you because you're so giving. You've got all these great ideas and, you know, and I imagine, you know, for all of your clients sitting in your chair is an adventure and a treat. We want to make sure that we are sending our audience to come and find you, get to meet the real Lynn in person, her team, her staff. Well, all of Fantastic Sam's are dynamite, but let's give some contact information for your location in Parker.
Yeah, I'm on South Parker Road in 20 Mile, kind of a block south of Main Street and 20 Mile, or it's Main Street and South Parker Road. And you can call us at 720-851-7881. I'm on social media, everything Fantastic Sam's Parker, Twitter.
Do that phone number again, if you will, please. Just a little slower.
720-851-7881.
Nice.
Right, because you don't need an appointment. We can just walk in. Is that correct?
Yes.
So, yeah, let's give that phone number, though, one more time if anybody wants directions.
720-851-7881.
Yeah, is Lynn Hurlburt. And Misty, one final word from corporate?
Here we go.
Some kind of a word of inspiration for those who are considering a business?
Absolutely. Work in your communities, live in your community, support them, and be highly engaged.
There you go.
Successful.
That's good words all the way around. Folks, don't go anywhere. We've got more positive business talk just on the other side of these messages. You're listening to Angel Tassi and Eric Raymer, where we empower you to build your brand. If you'd like the archives of this broadcast, any of the shows that we do, don't hesitate to go to experiencepros.com. Back after this.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453. 4453. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call an NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us for ours. Got a number for you. Get this. Cybersecurity spending is going to exceed $1 trillion between 2017, the end of 2017 and 2021. $1 trillion.
$1 trillion. And yet what CEOs think is causing all these cybersecurity breaches and what's actually happening may not be the same space. We're joined today by Tom Kemp, CEO of Centrify. They are a leading provider of zero trust security. And Centrify has just released a new study with Dow Jones Customer Intelligence. It reveals that there is a major misalignment between CEOs and technical officers on what is really the best approach when it comes to cybersecurity. Tom Kemp, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Hey, great to be here.
Tom, nice to have you on the program. A little alarming in the headline there that there's a disconnect between CEOs and IT professionals. Is it because the CEOs aren't listening, or is it because the technical officers aren't telling?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, the reality is that, you know, CEOs see the headlines, and they see the headlines du jour of a lot of these ransomware attacks or malware attacks, but they don't realize that most of the cyber breaches are via compromised credentials, that people are out there trying to steal usernames and passwords, and that's really the main attack vector. So I think the CEOs are getting distracted by the headlines and are not aware, and the technical people underneath the CEOs need to sit down and spend time and say, this is where the vulnerabilities lie. And oftentimes the vulnerabilities are actually with people.
Okay. So, and we've heard some different things about, you know, we're pretty lazy about, updates and pretty lazy about our passwords and changing of our passwords. And yet, you know, when you look at the statistics, 62% of CEOs say it's malware is the issue. And so what are some of those best practices that are really causing the cybersecurity threats?
Yeah, I mean, the reality is that over 80% of breaches involve stolen or compromised credentials, which are usernames and passwords.
Right.
And so what businesses and even consumers should be doing is, first of all, limiting the sharing of passwords with other people. Number two, preferably do not have the same password for all your applications or your website.
Now, Tom, don't go making it personal now.
I know. Okay, I got it. Password 123 is
No,
right?
No. I've got a password with an at sign and a zero.
It's very good. Very
okay,
safe.
Well, yeah. You're safe, exactly. Not like any of your listeners are right now typing that in. But the other thing is multi-factor authentication, which has actually gotten increasingly easier to use because you can tie in the multi-factor authentication into your device. And so when you log in, you get a notification, you can push a button on your phone, and it gets it in, and at least it validates that it's really you as opposed to just relying on a password. You know, with an ATM, we have a card, which is something we have, and a PIN, which is something we know. So if I were to give you my PIN 123456, which that's not my PIN for ATM, you still can't get money out of my account. You also need my card.
You spell Kemp with a K? I just want to make sure.
KEMP, Bank of America.
Here's what you said that, and I'm a big fan of multi-factor authentication. It actually helped us stop a hack on our Twitter account. But most CEOs are thinking, well, that's really not very user-friendly. How do we get the message out to them that user-friendly, and it's even getting more with, the retina scans or the, what do you call it, facial recognition or the thumbprint scans. How do we convince the guys with silver in their hair that this is really good for us?
Well, first of all, I'm a CEO and I've got silver in my hair. So I'm not going to take any personal offense.
I knew it. If you were offended, you misunderstood me.
No. No. I mean, the reality is that the old way of doing multi-factor authentication, and the CEOs are absolutely right. You would have to look at a little token, like an RSA token, and you'd have to enter in the number. And by the time you entered in the number, it expired. And it was terrible. Right. But now the technology is better. It's the equivalent of getting a notification on your phone and saying accept. And the fact that your phone is associated and your phone number is associated with your user account makes it a heck of a lot easier. So I think also that's just another good example of people kind of thinking about the way the technology was 10 years ago. But with modern technology, especially mobile technology, you can use that as a factor in authentication as well. So definitely, change your passwords, don't share them, and turn on MFA for not only your personal accounts or your Twitter accounts or your Facebook, but also do it for your email and other applications.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Tom Kemp. He's the CEO of Centrify, the company that actually commissioned this survey that helped us realize the misalignment. Tom, when we hear in the news, these major companies have had these incredible breaches of security. Do you instantly, just as your heckles go up and you're like, you know what, I know exactly what we could have done different. I know exactly, where the loophole is. Are there things that we as an organization can do to decrease the chance of a major breach?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's frustrating when you do read about some of these breaches, like Uber was breached, Yahoo was breached, and then when you finally get the details of it, it was like, oh, on a server, they didn't protect it with a password. You kind of do a head slap right there. So, look, at the end of the day, people are the weakest link when it comes to security. So you can throw all the antivirus and the firewalls and all that other stuff, but the reality is that most of our digital assets are protected with a password, and we don't do that, with our bank accounts. We have, a physical card and we have a PIN, and there's other ways that they also look to see if it's really you and all that stuff, especially if you're doing credit card transactions. So, look, the reality is that if businesses and personal people, if they can just focus on, making sure, just having good password hygiene, leveraging MFA, that is a huge step in making things more secure. So I think that should be the focus of what's going on. Clearly, up-to-date operating systems so you don't get ransomware, et cetera. Those are important as well. But it's just really the basic stuff that folks need to focus on, because we are the weakest link.
Absolutely. Our guest is Tom Kemp, the CEO of Centrify, a leading provider of zero trust security, which begs our final question here for you, Tom. What exactly is zero trust security? When I walk into the bank and they ask for my ID every time I walk in after I've been there for 18 years, it frustrates me. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, I think that's a good analogy. I mean, look, the old way of doing security implied that if you're on the proverbial corporate network, we're going to trust that it's you, and then we're going to do some little bit of verification right there. But the reality is that most businesses, most of their users are outside the corporate network. They're using their mobile devices, talking directly to cloud applications, et cetera. And a lot of these corporate networks are so big they're almost like public networks, and they're dirty with bad users and the person three cubes down from you downloading some stuff that they shouldn't be doing. So we believe the model should shift to never trust, always verify. So you need to validate the user. You need to verify the device. You need to limit privilege and access. And that's what we do, and that's what we try to evangelize, because in the end, as I said before, the leading attack vector is stolen or compromised credentials. And if we can focus on that, then not only from a business perspective, but also from a consumer perspective, we can just really make ourselves a lot more secure.
Well, this has been incredibly helpful.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for doing the survey, for bringing this to our attention, because I think we always want to point the finger at the IT department. And really, you know, Michael Jackson was right. When you look in the mirror, it was us. Tom, what's the best way for our audience to connect with you?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, you can go to our website, www.centrify.com, C-E-N-T-R-I-F-Y.com, or feel free to follow me at Twitter at Thomas R. Kemp. Unfortunately, I couldn't get Tom Kemp. Someone stole that. Thomas R. Kemp.
I know a guy who can fix anything for $100. And don't forget,
there you go.
We'll be watching the MFA fight later tonight. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate you so very much. And folks, we appreciate you for tuning in to this, the home of positive business talk. Don't go anywhere. We're not going anywhere except for a quick commercial break back after this.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your networking and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, welcome back to the big program. We do appreciate you for tuning in. This is America's home for positive business talk. How'd you like to make a sale?
What am I selling?
Well, I don't know. You, anything you want.
Anything I want?
Sure.
Like somebody wants to buy what I'm already selling?
Well, maybe.
Maybe. That's always a good thing.
Is it on the internet?
You know what? I remember years ago, this was years ago, being asked by, you know, we do radio. And she says, Angel, there's nowhere on your website that we could buy radio advertising, buy segments on your show. Like there's no e-commerce going on your website.
Huh.
And I thought, should there be? Right? Because up until then, everything that we sold was in person, right? You meet somebody, you have a phone call, you meet for coffee, you find them at networking, maybe after a speaking event, or they call you because they're looking for...
Developed a well into six-figure business.
Right?
Shaking hands.
Shaking hands, you know, eyeball to eyeball.
Right.
And, you know, and like I said, this was years ago where we're all now making this shift. And
right.
And so I didn't really think of us as having an e-commerce business. And I think for many people, if you didn't start out as e-commerce, right, online, internet, electronic shopping,
right.
Maybe you have a brick and mortar, maybe you have a sales team, you've just done things the old way, that we don't even realize that every one of us, if we have a business, if we've registered with the Secretary of State, if we have a business bank account, if we have an EIN number or a tax number for the government, if we have a business card,
you should be selling online.
We should be selling online. According to Sonia Mann, a staff reporter at Inc.com, she says one of the obvious ways that you can win at e-commerce is to get people to spend a lot of money on something.
A lot of money. Now let's talk. Let's define terms here, because in Sonia's world, spending more than $100 is a lot of money. And in the world of e-commerce, it really is, because, you know, that separates the makeup or the everyday purchase,
right,
from to something that's
low
needs
trust
to be thought
value.
Out. That's
low
right.
Trust, low, like, you know, you don't have remorse, right? If you spent
sure.
less than 50, you know, $100 on something and it wasn't exactly what you thought it was going to be.
Right.
I remember ordering online, and I don't know if you get these ads on your Facebook page, but I get them on my wall. But they're magnetic lashes, you know. So So for ladies, lovely lashes are a thing.
Yes.
And there's multiple ways that you can get lovely lashes. And, you know, there's these creams that you can put on that will grow your own lashes to be thick. There are mascaras. The mascara industry is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Sure.
You can have artificial lashes that you apply, you know, individually on the day of, and then you remove that night. You can have lash extensions. And now I found you can have magnetic lashes.
Magnetic lashes.
Yes, magnetic lashes. And they, you know, it's like a little
Don't
tiny
go
magnet.
Through TSA.
Right? This teeny, teeny, teeny little tiny magnet. And so I bought them.
You did not.
I did.
Angel Tussie.
What?
What?
I don't know. They were $12 or something
Oh,
like
so
that,
we're
right?
not talking about that right. being a big trust
right.
factor.
Right. Yeah. And so, yeah. When I got it and I tried it on and I'm like, yeah, I don't like these. Yeah. No big deal.
And for the record, no, I don't get those same ads on my Facebook page. I get ads
you
for...
You will now. You will now because your computer can hear me. Your phone can hear
hair
me.
Hair implants.
Lashes.
Yeah. All right.
Will it be before Facebook picks up on that and you've got retargeted ads for lashes?
I never looked at that magazine. I'm just saying. Here's the thing. You got to win people's trust if you want them to come and purchase things, especially purchase things on a larger scale, you know, on a more expensive scale. You know, on our website, we have services and products that range from $47 to $3,000. We even have a $5,000 product.
When you say we have a range of $47 to $3,000, but there's a $5,000
product.
Yeah, I forgot
the $5,000 until I said $3,000.
Oh, okay.
Settle down.
Like, doesn't that fit in the range?
I've got part timers. here's the other thing that you really need to do if you want people to build that trust factor and be willing to commit to purchasing the big product. You got to be willing to stand behind it with a generous return policy.
A generous return policy, mm-hmm. not the bare minimum.
We're giving you 3 hours to say whether or not you like it. And by the way, it takes 7 hours to send.
Just, think about this. If I know that I can send it back if I don't like it, I'm more likely to buy it. If I know that it's going to be tough if I don't like it and it's going to be expensive and I'm going to have to jump through hoops, even though I'm probably not going to return it anyways, just knowing that I can't or it's going to be hard will prevent me from shopping.
It will. And we just had a conversation earlier this week about L.L. Bean and their 100-year policy of return any of our products with no questions asked. No, you don't have to validate it. Just bring something that we made back and we'll replace it for you.
Right, but now there's too many bad apples taken advantage of and stuff they didn't even buy, buying something at a garage sale and returning it.
Well, they've gone from an extreme return policy to, I think, a very generous return policy.
It's still very generous.
You've got 365 days to return the boots, and if they're defective, we'll return or replace them, but you got to have your proof of purchase.
Proof of purchase. And because we buy everything online, there's a proof of purchase somewhere. You've got it. No matter what you sell, you've got to have people available to talk to your customers. You've got to have a customer care, a customer love, a customer service, a customer forward, phone numbers, text messaging, chat windows, chat bots. You have to respond on social media. They have to feel as if they can talk to somebody
anytime
if they have a complaint and that it's not going to go unanswered.
Absolutely. And finally, you need to be able to offer something really unique. And if you think about that, even the things that are similar to other people in a competitive nature in your industry can be made unique. We'll give you a little bit of an example. We offer classes. There's lots of people who offer classes on the web. But what's the difference with our classes? Well, you get them how you like them, when you like them, and in many cases, they come with follow-up from us.
Well, and if you're going to do something online where you're offering classes and workshops, you know, a lifetime access to them.
Sure.
You know, where it's not limited. If you're going to optimize the buying experience, what can we throw in? How can we make this even better? So this is our product. Now you got to put the fine-tuned polish, the little extra juju, the sweetness on top of that, because there's a lot of competition online, and you want to make sure you're the one winning them over.
There you go. All right, gang, we will return after the top of the hour news. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, thank you for tuning in to this, the Experience Pros Radio Network.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. And if you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.